What are you waiting for? Beloved one, you have been born into a world that believes in duality and focuses quite often upon the heaviness of what possibly might go wrong and what probably will go wrong as the world sees it. Your news media is very experienced as bringing you the worst it possibly could be, and sometimes a little bit of good news, just so they will not be criticized as being one-sided. But they are heavily weighted to bring you the heavy-weighted material. Now, there's experience that is going on in the world that is seemingly of tragedy in humanity, and it does not take too much looking in order to find it. But there is also the light and lightheartedness if you want to and will allow yourself to look for it. It is there. You can find things in your life that you could think could be a bit better, but if you focus upon those, always you will be in a place of wanting to make better, and you'll be ignoring that which truly is harmonious and good in your life. So focus on the good. Focus on your power, the divine power, the power of choice, for in every moment you have power which no one can take from you. You have the power of choice as to where you will abide, whether you are going to stay in a place or, woe is me, look at all of the challenges that I have, look at all the possible things that could go wrong, or, wow, this is really great, look what I am manifesting for myself. Your power lies in the power of choice. Everything, every moment is a choice as to how you will feel, how you will perceive things, how you will want things to be in the next moment or so. You are powerful. The world will say unto you that there is much to be guarded against, much that you have to watch out for. But in every moment you have the power of choice, the power to say no to whatever might come to threaten your peace. You have the power to say, no, I am not going to stay in the place of heaviness, the place that feels like it is a casket. I'm going to arise up and live this life in a way I would like it to be, even if it seems at first, like it would be a fairy tale and I cannot really live it that way. You can, because a lifetime is made up of choices, one by one. And truly, each choice, when you choose either to be down or you choose to be up, leads to the next choice and makes the next choice easier. So if you keep choosing heaviness and fear, choose what the next choice is going to be. However, if you choose lightness and possible happiness, even if it feels like you are pretending, it is going to be much easier to choose for joy in the next moment. The world at large, the collective, is undergoing much of a shift in perspective. And so, with the new energy that you are bringing forth, you, as a collective people, you are rising up and demanding change, and is happening. You have now groups of people springing up to focus their light upon the inequities that have been in the old paradigm. Every day you will find news of a new focal point where there can be new light upon situations that have been swept under the carpet for a long, long time. There is much power that you individually and collectively are taking back. For a long time you felt yourself to be under the thumb of political authorities, religious, philosophical authorities, and others who had more of the golden coin. You felt yourself to be under their thumb, because they seemingly had more worldly power, and you were not awakened to your own individual power and your own collective power as you are grouped together. You are awakening, finally, once again, because truly, the awakening happens in a cycle of time. There is a harvesting that happens, where the seeds are planted and you go through lifetimes, individually and collectively, where the seeds germinate and there is new thinking. So you have harvested, ascended in your knowing. I use the word harvested as the same as ascension. You have taken what you have experienced in lifetimes, and as you have understood those lifetimes, you have moved to a higher vibration, a higher understanding of yourself and who you are and who others are and what things are happening. My question to you now is, what are you waiting for? Why are you waiting for some future time for the ascension in consciousness to be claimed? Why not have it on the morrow? If you have it in your conscious plan to know peace and love and to project it out that vision, why not? If you have an idea of what you want to see manifest, why wait? Are you waiting for a Savior to come and make everything right? Well, the Savior is already here. You are your own Savior. I'm not going to come down, as has been foretold in some of your religious, philosophical teachings, in a chariot of white light and say, you and you and you and you come with me. The rest of you, you have more work to do. It is not going to happen that way. You are your own Savior as you make choice to be your own Savior, as you make choice to say, wow, I'm much more than I ever thought I was. I thought I was just human. Well, that is part of you, and it is a blessed part of you, the human experience, but it is not all of who you are. You can wait if you want to, but why wait? Are you waiting until all the collective gets its act together? Well, that may take a little longer. It may take quite a bit longer, because there are still ones who want a human experience and want to know completion with every nuance of the human experience. And that may take them some more lifetimes, but does that mean you have to hang around and suffer with them? If you go down in the pit with them and play their game, where are you at that point? You are down in the pit. Does that help them rise up? No. It only adds more credence to what they have thought to be true, that life is meant to be suffering. Better you should stay up out of the pit, and if they choose to be in the pit for a while or they choose to play games, let them play their games. But what is that to you? Choose thou where you will be. Choose thou me. There is a quotation in your scripture that runs something like that, which means to choose to know your divine nature, the Christ, to know good, happiness, appreciation of all the blessings in your life, and not to be down in the pit. Or if you find yourself falling into the pit once in a while, you have your divine ladder. Climb back up out of the pit. What are you waiting for? Well, I don't have enough of the golden coins. I have this vision of what I want to do. I have a trip that I would love to make to a foreign land to see if there are brothers and sisters there who are of like mind. But I don't have the golden coins for that. And you never will if you are going to focus on the lack. Start with what you have. Start putting away the golden coins. It is called savings. As you put the focus upon what you have, it multiplies. Well, I'm not as young as I used to be. I don't think I can actually do this project. Maybe 10 years ago I could have, but now I think it's passed me by. Well, as long as you take breath in the body, you can do anything you want to do, no matter how many years the calendar says you had. As long as you are breathing, you can do, go, accomplish whatever you are desiring to do. I'm not going to be able to go back to school and learn a new trade. The world won't allow me into a school because I'm too old, or I don't have the right qualifications. How about using your wonderful technology for online courses and the networking of the Internet? Well, I can't do it because my family wouldn't like it if I did this. They wouldn't understand, and they would criticize me. What is that to you? Oftentimes you choose the biological family in order to sandpaper some of the rough edges off to yourself. You have wondered sometimes, why did I choose to be born into a family that doesn't understand me? I feel more in a family when I'm one with ones of like mind. You often choose your biological family for the sandpapering. So you can look at them and you can say, thanks, you did a really good job of sandpapering. I didn't realize I had that rough spot, but you have really polished it. Sometimes it hurt, but now it's been polished and now I have found my true family, the ones of like mind, the ones I can rejoice with. So what are you waiting for? Are you waiting for someone else to give you permission? Well, I am going to take that excuse away from you. I give you permission as of right now to do whatever you have hoped, dreamed, wanted to do in this lifetime. I give you permission to feel free to choose happiness, to feel free to create that which is pleasant. I give you permission. Whatever you want to do, follow the inner guidance. That is truly your strength, the power of choice to follow your inner guidance. If something does not feel right for you, it is 99% of the time due to timing. It is not that the dream, the hope, the vision is wrong, but it has to do with timing. So as I have said many, many times to you, patience. Cultivate the strength of patience. Know that all is in your divine order. Everything is unfolding for the best. If you have felt that you have been held back from doing something, allow yourself to understand the gift of timing. You have built the gift of time into this reality as a nuisance sometimes, but also as a safety net. Listen to your inner guidance and ask of yourself, what am I waiting for? It may be timing. Use a bit of common sense along with the impulsiveness of creativity to fashion to yourself the very best outcome. What are you waiting for? Be clear about what you are waiting for. Maybe what you are waiting for is staying in the future because there is yet something that you want to complete where you are. Sometimes what you are waiting for is the timing, and one of the most difficult challenges is to have a vision, to want to get on with it, to know the creativity, to know you have the power to do it, and then to acquiesce to the higher self of timing and to be patient and to trust. But while you are waiting, while you are trusting, start working with positive attitude. Start putting aside some of the savings. Start changing the thinking so that when the timing is right, you can move ahead quickly. Sometimes there is disappointment because the vision or situation does not come as quickly as you would like it to. Sometimes you look back over the years and you say, well, all those ideas I had a decade ago, 2 decades ago, well, they were great ideas, but they didn't happen. It does not mean that they are not going to happen. The important thing is to know patience, to know trust, and to begin as if you are going to move right into that vision on the morrow and get the energy amped up so that when the timing is right, you and anyone else who may be working with you will be ready to move quickly ahead and manifest. There is a divine timing about everything, and that is very challenging in world issues, in the reality of the world, because seemingly you have to be in concert with others pulling the cart up the mountainside, all pulling together. In truth, you are. There is an evolutionary shift that is taking place, and you are all pulling the cart up the mountainside together. Even though it may look like many are pulling it backwards, in truth, you are making progress with it. In truth, the shift has already become visible. You can see some of the changes that are happening. More focus upon respect for all living beings. More light upon issues that have been hidden. More courage to question old ways of thinking. So take heart from what you can see and then trust that what is unseen is unfolding as it must in the divine plan. That is why I have spoken to you so often about being the beholder, being able to step back from whatever seemed to be so close to you that you could not see the big picture. Watch the drama, watch the choices, and see how everything does work together for the atonement, the realization of at one moment. Every moment you have choice. Make your choices with awareness. Make your choice with trust and patience if the timing does not seem quite right. Follow the inner prompting that you have because it comes from yourself. Nothing is ever done by chance. It is all by divine plan. So ask of yourself, what am I waiting for? Is it for someone else to tell me to go ahead? Or am I waiting because my inner guidance tells me that I should wait? Listen to what it is telling you. Amp up the energy. Believe. Trust. Have patience as you keep the vision alive. No vision, dream, idea comes to you without purpose. And if you cannot do omega, sigma, theta right now, then do alpha, beta, delta while you are waiting. Above all, make your waiting pleasant, awakened, happy, excited, and trusting.